Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, City Administrator Mike Nardini is going to go over the city budget, and we're also going to talk about renovations to the indoor pool. Well, Mike, we're going to be talking about what happened at Tuesday night's city council meeting. And one of the big things that you guys did at the meeting was you reviewed the budget and held a public hearing on it.
Yes, Brad. First of all, thanks for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to discuss city affairs. And as you said, council approved the city's 2014 budget. And just to get the listeners up to speed, the 2014 budget for the city of Pella would be the fiscal year that would start on July 1st, 2013 and continue through June 30th, 2014. And from the city standpoint, it's very important to realize, Brad, when we talk about budgets, all budgets at the city are prepared in accordance with long-term financial plans. For our governmental funds, that means planning over a three-year time period. So in other words, for the city's fiscal year budget, it's a part of a multi-year financial plan that includes balanced budgets for every year that is presented. From the city's standpoint, when we talk about the 2014 budget, overall it's a $41.5 million budget. Contains several key infrastructure and quality of life projects. It'll really be the springboard for very significant projects for the community in the future. And it would be remiss, Brad, if I didn't mention that when we talk about the budget, probably one of the most important things is that the budget for 2014 maintains the current city's current property tax rate at $10.20 per $1,000 of taxable valuations and maintains the current utility rates as well. So that's always significant to the listeners. But once again, the council spent a considerable amount of time on the 2014 budget. And with that, we do have some very significant capital improvement projects as well.
What are some of those projects that you guys are going to begin work on in 2014?
Well, Brad, as far as the infrastructure side of things, we'll start off with a few of them that have some significant interest in the community. One of them is the electrical overhead underground conversion projects we're looking to reinitiate with the 2014 budget. What we have included in the budget is to begin engineering for one of the areas that would be the Pella High area, and that's generally south of University Street, north of Oskaloosa Street, and east of East 8th Street, and it extends out to East 14th Street. We're looking to begin engineering in 2013 for that project and actually do the conversions in 2014. And to get the listeners up to speed, when we talk about those underground conversion projects, the underground conversion projects, approximately 70% of our distribution system is already underground for the city. We're looking within the next 5 to 10 years to complete the remaining conversion projects. The other big infrastructure project as far from the community standpoint would be our water supply plan. The 2014 budget that was approved by council really begins the city's long-term water supply plan, which includes a new Jordan well and a new 3 million gallon reverse osmosis treatment process for the water utility. The total cost of the plan is $12.6 million, and we're looking to implement those improvements through the year 2016 and have the plant online by 2016, and the 2014 budget is the first phase of that with the engineering process for it. As far as quality of life projects, Brad, what we're looking to do is actually the construction of the Pella Sports Park is included within the 2014 budget. We're looking to actually construct the complex in 2013 and begin operations in 2014. And the other big quality of life project that was discussed in detail last night was the city's planned renovation to the city's indoor pool, which is roughly a $4 million project.
Yeah, it was a packed house to learn about that project last night. Give me kind of an overview of what the city has planned.
Yes, Brad. Well, as far as when we talk about renovating the indoor pool, it's very important to understand that the city has actually completed some preliminary engineering on the project, and the city's current indoor pool is in need of some improvements to extend its life for 20 to 30 years. To renovate the pool and maintain existing service levels at the pool is roughly $4 million. And what was discussed last night, Brad, was the renovation of the pool and also some service level demands that the city is receiving from the citizens that use the pool. Back last August, we conducted focus group meetings on the pool, and what came about from the focus group meetings, Brad, were really identified three different types of services provided by the current facility. Of course, we have general recreation swimming that occurs at the facility. There's also therapeutic uses for the city's indoor pool, along with competitive swimming. Now, the gist of it is to satisfy the entire demands of the facility, we would really need to construct three different indoor pools. So when you look at it from the city standpoint, it quickly becomes a financial issue. To renovate the pool, maintain existing service levels is roughly $4 million. To build a new facility that would satisfy everyone's service levels is roughly $18 to $20 million. What council spent a considerable amount of time last night also listening to members of the public was really kind of a middle-of-the-road approach, which would be to renovate the city's indoor pool, which is $4 million. But in addition to that, would build a competitive swimming pool that would abut the indoor pool and be connected to the indoor pool. That would be a 25,000-square-foot pool area, 8 competitive swimming lanes as well. The overall cost for that addition is $8 million, so it would bump up to roughly a $12 million project. And from the city standpoint, one of the things that was listened to carefully last night were the service level demands and the need for a competitive swimming pool in the community. But it's a balancing act, Brad. Obviously, when you go from a $4 million project up to a $12 million project, you quickly get into rates and potential increases for that as well. Based off the preliminary financial reviews that we've done, we believe the city has fiscal capacity to renovate the city's indoor pool for $4 million, maintain our existing services, service rates, and not increase property taxes. Anything that goes north of that $4 million level would basically require a property tax increase and also likely a referendum within the community. And just to throw out some preliminary numbers, if the city were to proceed with a competitive swimming pool based on a preliminary analysis, and if council would decide that everything should be funded with a property tax increase, we'd be basically looking at increasing the city's property tax rate by about 15%. And for the average home in Pella, it would mean about an additional $131 in additional property taxes. But I want to stress that's based off very preliminary numbers, Brad. And so the concept of an addition to the city's indoor pool with a competitive swimming pool addition is in its infancy stages right now. But that's what the discussion centered on last night.
So what's next for the city with this plan? Where do you guys go from here?
Where we go from here is we'll be continuing on our plans and with renovating the existing pool. But at the same time, we want to continue the dialogue and discussions with council on the competitive swimming pool. We're also going to take a look at the competitive swimming pool and outline the steps. If council were to decide to proceed with that project, what would be the next logical sequence of events? One of the things, if we decide to propose a competitive swimming pool addition, we'll have to work with our engineers to develop a concept statement on what exactly the competitive swimming pool would look like, preliminary engineering, so people would have an idea on the competitive swimming pool. And we'd also have to nail down the finances and work additionally on that is what the additional cost to the city may be. And then with the competitive swimming pool addition, which would be roughly $8 million if council were to decide to put that out to a referendum, we'd have to nail down the timeline for it. So really, Brad, we'd have two tracks. One of them is continuing on with the renovation of the indoor pool, which is scheduled to actually begin this fall and hopefully be completed by the spring of 2014. Likewise, the secondary track would be, if council is interested in a competitive swimming pool addition, what would be preparing the concept statement or concept for the competitive swimming pool, completing that engineering design for it to develop the concept. Second thing would be to nail down the finances on it to identify the true additional cost of a competitive swimming pool in the community.
Well, thanks very much, Mike.
Brad, once again, thanks for having me here today. It's always a pleasure.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from City Administrator Mike Nardini. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.